Good afternoon. Welcome back to our coverage of the Dual Donegal International Rally. It's in association with the Pulse venue, Letterkenny, and the new Voodoo Lounge on the main street in Letterkenny as well, bringing you coverage stage by stage, look by look, day by day across the weekend. We're here in day one at the end of special stage four. The crews will be heading back to the start of the Mulder Hill stage very, very soon in dry conditions, sunny conditions, ideal rallying conditions. And after three, it is Declan Boyd and Brian Boyd, the 2014 champions at a Fiesta WRC, that are leading the international rally, while it's Ryan Loughlin and Donegal man Gareth Doherty who are at the head of the field in the national category. The big stories so far today: Donnachelly and Conor Foley, one of the favourites for this event, their WRC focus. They never got down 1 kilometre of the rally due to engine problem, and we understand as well maybe a broken prop shaft. They didn't even start special stage one, so huge disappointment for Donna in the WRC focus. As for Ken Block, we're all here to see Mr. Block. We understand he has stopped on special stage three. He's got the car beached in a hedge, and they can't get it out. And unfortunately for Ken Block, his Donegal rally has come to an end very early on day three. He came out of stage one earlier this morning with a very good time that put him seventh overall in the national. But he stopped on special stage three. The Ford Escort Cosworth is beached, and they can't get it out of the stage, so that means his rally on day one has come to an end. But Ken Block fans are not to worry, because he will be back out under Rally 2 rules tomorrow morning. He will be allowed to go back in under the Rally 2 rules for the big day, which is seen as day two of the Donegal International Rally. So that's just some of the big stories so far. By the way, if you go to HeinenRadio.com, into the sports section, there's some reaction pieces there from local crews. Chris Ashmore is at service, and they'll be available on the website very, very soon indeed. But in the meantime, let's recap now on the top tens and how things stand after the opening three stages. Declan Boyd and Brian Boyd have a very slender advantage of just 0.9 of a second ahead of Craig Breen and Paul Nagel in an Ola Fiesta WRC. Callum Devine and Brian Hoy, who were the leaders after the opening two stages with fantastic runs in their R5 Fiesta, sit third overall, just half a second adrift of Breen, 1.4 off the pace of Boyle. But the R5s were very, very good in the opening two stages. Blistering pace in the early stages by Callum Devine. Sam Moffat and James Fulton are fourth overall in their Fiesta WRC, a further 0.2 seconds adrift. Then a further 0.9 second adrift as Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Subaru Impreza, fifth overall. Interesting to note, 2.5 seconds separates the top five overall. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble are in sixth position, 3 seconds off the pace of Jennings. Then we've got Josh Moffat in seventh. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, the three time winners in a row in their Subaru. They are, of course, out in the Hyundai R5, eighth overall, and they sit fourth in that category. And the 37.5 seconds down on the leaderboard, eighth overall. Marion Evans is ninth. And then we've got Joseph McGonigal in the Ford Fiesta WRC, sitting in 10th position overall, with the likes of Seamus Leonard, Cal McCourt, Parik Duffy, Declan McCrory, and PJ McDermott all still inside the top 15. As we move to the national section, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty lead by 5.3 seconds on their escort from the similar car of Gary McPhillips and Stephen Thornton. Damien Turris and Donald McElhinney are third overall, a further 2.9 adrift and 8.2 off the pace of Loughran. Ian Barrett is fourth, Jonathan Pringle is in fifth, and Kevin Gallagher is in sixth. So the first of the Darians of Barrett and Paul McGee, the defending champions, fourth, and then the second Darian of Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan up to sixth overall. Former winners Damien Gallagher and Wash are 7th. They're 24.3 seconds off the pace of the leader, Loughran. Kevin Eves and Chris Milley have a bit of work to do. They're 25.2 adrift in 8th. Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell are 9th. And then we've got Scotland's David Bogie and John Rowan sitting 10th overall, with Paul and Karen Reid in 11th, David Connell in 12th, Martin McGee's 13th, Gary Kern is 14th, and JF Shovlin wraps up the top 15 as they head for stage 4 of the national section of this sun-drenched Donegal International Rally. And the cars are due on the special stage 4 very, very soon indeed. The first of those cars is expected at around 3:20. But the men at the head of the field are the previous winners, Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle, in the Ford Fiesta WRC, leading by just 0.9 of a second from the championship leaders, Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. It's going to make for a very, very interesting and exciting couple of hours now in the afternoon. You can, of course, follow all the action throughout the day here in Highland and online at highlandradio.com as well. Back to the studio.